Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the You Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. How are you? What's going on?
I'm great.
We love a Sunday special.
Love a Sunday special. Great size episode. You're on your way to...
Shareable,
yes. You're on your way to Florida.
I'm going to go to Florida.
Saw my tan and you were like, I've got to get
I got to one up you. Yeah. I'm going to Florida. I have a show at a Boca community. Okay. And I couldn't tell you.
What is the age that you have to be to live in the community?
I don't think, you know, that's the thing. It's funny because people have this assumption of every community in Florida is just this, like, people with canes. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my grandson does comedian stuff. This is just what people live there. Like, people our age have houses there.
Yeah, I have a friend who's building a house down there.
Yeah, so like
move there.
Yeah. Like my parents' community, anyone can live there.
Right. Oh, there's no age.
No age.
That just happens to be that people are generally a little older.
Who live generally, there. Like the people who like, you know, but there's like families there's
people
there too.
Who live in like a country club at our age.
That's kind of that is more of a thing for people who grew up down there than people would imagine.
Interesting.
So like, yeah, there's like kids who grew up in like a community and I'm doing
never
one.
Never left the golf course.
It's a weird way to grow up, but so is living in New York City.
That's true.
So
It's all relative.
It's all relative. And you know, I'm doing it at, I would never do my parents' community.
Why?
There's too much judgment. It's too much everything. I want to be able to walk around there. I like going to the bagel room.
Right. You don't want to hear constant feedback.
Right. That's and the also the illusion, like there's a performance that I'm doing. Like, listen, when we do this podcast, there's a performance. When I do the show, I mean, like even people, we saw the comments for the tour of my apartment. People are like, wow, Jared, like, I like him, you know? And then like someone in the comments was like, yeah, when I went to his show, I liked him more too. I was like, I don't understand.
Everyone who goes to the show
has
falls
a good time.
In love with
you. Because I control. I'm the captain of the ship. I'm at the wheel.
The show is incredible.
Thank
you. Haven't seen it yet, and you're in Boise, Idaho.
Please, Boise. It's going to be me and a bunch of potatoes.
That's the Idaho potato? Yeah.
The Idaho potato. I'll be eating potatoes. I'll be all over those potatoes.
You're eating the potatoes? Aren't you have a wedding coming up?
This will be post-wedding.
When's the wedding?
The wedding is the 23rd. What is the date of this?
No, this is
next
17th.
Week. I gotta write a speech.
You haven't started yet?
I'm a comedian. We wing it. A little
improv. Are you gonna wing it?
No, I'll speak. Maybe, I don't know. This might be a benefits
it's
episode
next
for
weekend.
Me. I want to save benefits topics.
Okay. All right, we'll save it.
It is next weekend. This is a great thing to talk about, just the family wedding. My brother's getting married the 23rd. St. Louis, go to dear old St. Louis, the Lou, and it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be, I'm very excited. My family, you know, it's interesting. My brother, I remember one of his friends got engaged and I was like, it takes one friend to get engaged and they all get engaged. Mm. And then if you survive that.
It's like that for women.
I think for everyone.
More for women than for men, I think, because men... There's like, I feel like there's more of a staggering.
A little, maybe, yeah, I think you're right. I just think like when the friend group
decides they're getting, yeah.
There's just an era, you know? Like, and again, that's why you go to like 30 weddings when you're from one age to another, right, then all of a sudden there's no weddings.
Right.
So if you make
stop it. Stop finding true love.
Well, if you make it out of that group as I have, if you survive.
Yeah.
Then, you know, for me, it's easier to survive past that age of friends getting married when no one in your family's done it. I don't have an older sibling that got married before. I've never seen
right
how their life turns out with my parents. It's a really a great unknown to see how my family reacts to a marriage, wedding. You know, even seeing the engagement stuff. Like, I had to see what my brother was like during an engagement.
See what kind of monster? A monster.
Yeah. So, like, it's a little weird. It's a little jarring.
The road for you.
For me, right. I get to see. I mean, my parents have been pretty okay. My mom's, you know, she's had her moments where you're like, easy there, big fella. You gotta, you know, try and tame the beast.
Right. Well, I mean, it's big for her, I'm sure.
It's big for all of us.
It's kind of like their wedding in some ways.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know. So the speech is weighing on me.
I have to say, though, like, I think if you were two sisters, this would be a totally different feeling for you.
How so?
I think it would give you a lot of anxiety.
Oh, like my younger sister getting married?
Yeah.
I didn't even think of it that way.
No,
I'm old.
I mean, you're not two sisters, but no, I think that's sort of
the
like
comparison game.
That is a thing, and I have a lot of sisters. Like, I think that, and I know people with a lot of sisters, and I do think it's a thing. It's like when the younger sister is married before the older sister.
Yeah.
And this goes back to like biblical times.
Sure.
When like there's a whole like biblical story about like one of the men like switching out his younger daughter for the older daughter to marry the guy.
To get rid of her?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing was like you couldn't marry off the younger one until you got the first one married off because they had like less time.
Right, and that goes to like, you know, you she's your financial property. Burden yeah, and right. property. Yeah, yeah.
And then you needed someone else to
woman.
You'd offload it before you could take the next one on. So I don't think it's like that at all for men. But no. It is interesting, just the difference, I think.
Yeah, I guess I go into this like...
That's sort of the whole premise of like that movie with Deborah Messing. What was it? The Wedding Date? Where she hires an escort to go with her as a date to her sister's wedding.
And he's gay, right?
No.
Oh, that's My Best Friend's Wedding.
That's My Best Friend's Wedding. Yeah. That's a different movie about a woman who's so insecure that she can't go to a wedding alone. That's a separate movie. Every 90s movie about a wedding is about a woman having a fucking panic attack about going to another woman's wedding and being single.
That's a reflection on her.
Yes.
You narcissist.
Basically.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I have no... Sometimes I feel bad at how little I've thought of it.
No, I think, I think that's a societal thing. I don't think it's about you. I think it's great.
I guess not of myself, of their wedding. I'm just like, oh, okay, there's a party coming up. Like, I've never really, I'm not like, oh my God, it's coming. Like, I haven't even done that yet. Maybe I will by this time, by the time this airs, I'll be like, shit, I'm behind on this speech.
Right. Your only sibling's wedding. It's big.
My only sibling's wedding. And I don't know, he seems pretty, you know, nonplus about it. You know, like
You said he was a monster.
He's a monster. He's definitely got some groomzilla in him, but he had a whole thing with the tux where he wants to put a different pant with a different coat and it wasn't like a set.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, what are you doing? My dad said he looked like a band leader. He looked like,
did it make you like excited for your one day wedding? Watching him?
I don't know. If you don't have the person.
Do you ever dream of your wedding day?
I dream of like how annoying it will be, like all the shit you have to do, the people you have to deal with, how embarrassing it is. I think of it as an annoyance.
Okay,
I'm like, it's an annoyance that I have no control over. It's not my wedding. Maybe. Even my wedding will not be my wedding.
Maybe if you have a chill enough fiance, it will be.
But even if she's chill, then we're not going to have we'll get married at the courthouse. We won't have anything. Take the money.
Yeah.
Go on a trip. I'll fucking fly somewhere for a month. Get me away from here. I'll do podcasts from Tahiti.
Sounds great.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great. Yeah.
I'll take that over a wedding. Wouldn't you? If looking back, would you do it any differently? Would you take half the money you spent?
No, because I don't
put
think
half
we,
in the bank, half
like,
on a trip.
I don't think we like overspent. And I think
you feel good about the decision.
I felt like we had an appropriately like invested in wedding. It wasn't like over the top. It wasn't.
And it was beautiful. It was beautiful and it was fun. And it was everything you would want out of a destination wedding.
Right. I mean, there's always little things about the planning that you regret. But like then I forget. I literally don't even remember any of the things that I chose for any of the things.
Like the small things.
Yeah. Like all the things that like your brother was saying, like that seem so important in the moment.
Right.
Don't actually
I did tell my brother, make sure the cocktail hour has lights.
That's the only thing men can. All right, all right, all right. That was my, yes, that's a reference to my Fire Festival cocktail hour where we started an hour late and then it was pitch black and no one could see anything and there was no food. It was the worst cocktail hour I've ever been to.
It wasn't the worst cocktail hour.
It was the worst cocktail hour I've ever been to, and it was my wedding. So I'm sure it was the worst cocktail hour.
I had a great time. I tripped over a woman. People were saying, where is the food? I can't see.
Yeah. I mean, that was the worst part of the whole weekend. So I'll give it to you.
I loved the communal tables. Because then when we got to the dance floor, it was almost like we were lost in the desert.
Yeah,
because it was so dark at the cocktail party. There was like, and then they're like, "Look over there," and we all walked towards it. And then it was like, "Oh, I can see again." Oh, you know, it was great.
Thank you. So you make it sound great.
It was great.
Hungry and dark. Yeah.
It's listen.
Sound like a.
You should thank God that you're not marrying my brother, and I will give the reviews to Ruthie.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm excited to get the reviews on this show.
So is she.
Benefit. I'm sure.
We'll all talk about the yes. wedding and the benefits episodes. Yeah, but other than that, so the wedding's coming up, and then I got Minneapolis is selling out. Royal Oak, Michigan. Detroit. I love Detroit. That's my family's from there.
You're sort of your hometown.
So, from my youth, going there every year to visit my grandparents. So Detroit, Boise. Come on, Boise. Also, Olympia, Washington. I've been going to Tacoma for years. It's crazy to me.
Right.
So I've developed... Someone out in Tacoma must be listening to this. Vancouver. The Couve.
Vancouver's.
Couve City. Denver, San Francisco, Pittsburgh, Columbus, Los Angeles, New Orleans, Nashville.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing, up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And you always have the option to buy what you love. For sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code UUP20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code UUP20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code UUP20. Newly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
What are we talking about today?
We're doing a Petty or Prudent.
I love Petty or Prudent.
Love Petty or Prudent.
So basically, breakup happens. Someone acts in a certain way after the breakup. Right. Were they acting petty or was it prudent?
Was it prudent? All right.
I'll go.
Okay.
Your ex asks you to take down your pictures together on social media. J&J, thank you so much for the podcast. I'm married, but I still love listening to your banter every week and hearing all the things I did wrong when I was dating. Oops.
Well, she figured it out.
Yeah, I think you're okay. The story comes to you from about a decade ago. Does that make me petty to bring it up?
Already?
You're not alone.
I still think about things from a decade ago.
Every woman just nodded. Okay, here we go. My ex and I were together for 2.5 years and had a mutual breakup, they put in quotes, because of distance. Soon after the breakup, I found out he had been dating someone else for the last couple months of our relationship, and we actually broke up so he could be with her.
It's very different than a mutual breakup.
Yeah, I'd say the exact opposite. Yeah. After a few messy arguments, we had a clean break, and I didn't see or speak to him again. Fast forward 2 years when he reached out to me out of nowhere, asked me to take down every photo we had together on social media. He sent me a long, scathing text message saying it was childish, that I still had photos of us together. He was obviously no longer my profile photo or recent pictures, but I didn't go through my history to delete every photo of us together. So what do you think, petty or prudent? He asked you to take down all the photos together years after the breakup and calls you childish for not doing it yourself. Thanks for all you do, a childish bitch. What do you think?
This is very petty. This guy's crazy. 2 years later...
It's petty. I'm like trying to figure out how this happens.
I have an idea. I was thinking about it.
Go.
I think if he's with the girl that he was with while he was dating the other person, that person is probably very insecure about the relationship with her. That person probably stalks this person quite frequently, as I probably would in the same scenario. And it's upsetting for her to see the pictures of her with him. And then she's complaining to him.
Right.
And then he now feels like he needs to like wipe the internet of these pictures.
Right. And it does go back to men being fixers. Like I mean,
he's doing it in an asshole-ish way, but sure.
Sure. But what you're saying is correct. I agree with everything you said. And I think there was one fight that just happened.
Yes.
Like 2 years later. Like 2 years later, they're having a fight and obviously, their relationship is going how their relationship is going. We don't know well, good, but they're having a bad moment.
I imagine not great.
Something is afoot. And it's the...
This has come up.
And this has come up. And the roots of their relationship are soiled. Because if you're in a fight with someone and then suddenly they're bringing up the relationship that you ended to go with them. Mm-hmm. And her pictures of you are all over her profile... His thought, his man brain is like, well, if I just get rid of those pictures, we will be fine.
Right.
I'll never hear about this again.
Not the case.
Which is not the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is very male in that sense where it's like, I need her to get rid of those pictures so that my problem is gone.
Right. And honestly, if he just said that to her, like, listen, I'm still with,
right.
I'm still with Sarah, whatever the fuck her name is. She kind of obsessed with stalking you because of the nature of the fact that we were dating together. Sorry about that. By the way, again, my bad. It's become a thing where like the pictures are still up. If you could, I know this is a crazy ask. If you could please delete the pictures, it would just make my life a lot easier. I know it's been a while. This seems really random, but like I would appreciate it.
That's
I would
do it. That's a fantastic idea in theory. Without that's a fantastic text to send if he lives alone and she's not looking over his shoulder while he texts this.
Right.
Because the and maybe she isn't, but he cannot have her see the wife or girl, the wife that he has that's mad about the ex having pictures up.
Right.
Can never see a text where he says, hey, so sorry to like this crazy bitch that I'm married to. It's totally down my ass about these pictures. Kind of regretting that now. can you just like get rid of it? Like the nicer he is, the more it sounds like he wants to be back with her.
I guess if she sees the other picture. But here's the thing. I mean, to call her childish for not having deleted the pictures is the part that seems where he's
performing for his wife that he's fighting with.
Right.
That's the only answer
to
like
him
childish.
Even
like,
more annoying.
Right. He's making his problem everyone else's problem. Right.
I also don't think it's childish to not wipe your
No.
Your history clean of anyone you've dated.
Things move down the screen. It happens. Yeah. You forget about it. You've posted 20 pictures since then.
Right.
And
if the picture was still the two of them, if their profile picture was still the two of them, I could see even... I could see him saying, I could also see why the girlfriend would be annoyed if 2 years later her profile picture was still...
Yeah, that's a different...
That's right. That'd why be a is she in love text, with you right? still? Like, hey, like...
Have you broken up with her yet? That's what she's wondering.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, another thing that happens when you kind of, like, start a relationship as a bit of an affair, which it sounds like this was.
Right, if it could happen to her, it could happen to me.
Right, so kind you of probably are always at. A little bit paranoid that, like, that's the case, or that there's lingering feelings for that person or something right. like that. And so it sounds like she's insecure.
And if she has an open profile, like the idea that he can just do the stalking that she's doing.
Right.
He can look at her life and go, remember when, and our pictures are still up. I can see it.
Right.
You know, I can understand why she goes down the rabbit hole of insecurity. And
yeah, I mean, it's not this person's problem.
He should have been nicer. I think.
I agree. I would not want to do it just because he was being so rude about it. But if he just like literally asked me, even if he didn't bring up the other person, even if he didn't want to explain himself, even if he was like, I know it's been a couple of years. This sounds like a totally insane request. Would you mind taking down the pictures of us? I would really appreciate it.
Right. I'm just imagining his wife seeing that text. The move is to call.
I wouldn't be mad if someone asked someone something like that.
No, I would understand. It would be kind of, it's more prudent. I think the anger and the emotion he put behind it makes it petty.
I agree.
To
make it like a character flaw.
Hey, my wife that I chose over you, total bitch. We had a kid together, the mortgage is... breathing down my neck. Can you just take down those pictures so that I can sleep in my bed again?
Honestly, I would do that. If I were her and someone said that to me, I would. If someone was like, you're childish and like you're like obsessed with me and childish that you won't delete these pictures of us, I'd be like, all right, let's see what happens to this relationship.
Him calling is the better move, but he would never do that. It's too much of a leap. Right. Hey, it's me. Oh, yeah. It'd be so hard to do, but he'd feel so much better if he did it.
Yeah.
Like if he had called him
answered,
like,
yeah.
and she answered and he left a message. Hey, this is a crazy message. I'm leaving you, but I know you're going to like if I were him, I'd call, leave a message. She puts the voicemail. It's a crazy message. I have to ask you to do something. I really didn't want to make this call. Get back to me once you've texted all your friends that I've called you.
That would be great.
Right.
Would you delete them? Either scenario, both scenarios?
I would do whatever someone asked me to do. If someone's even like, if hey, it hurts like, me that these pictures
hey,
up.
Hey, Jared.
Goodbye.
It seems pictures. Like you're obsessed with me. Would you take down the pictures? Of
yeah. I want to run away from the burning house. This is all men's dream is to be away from the drama.
I don't think I would do it unless he asked really nicely.
I would be like, whatever you need.
No. Oh my God. It's like just such a bad negotiation tactic. Like come in like with like accusations. It'd be like, I'd be like, it's not my problem.
She might have written that text.
What?
The new wife or the new wife.
Well, she should know that's also right. not the way.
Not a good negotiation, but she's also trying to hurt
everybody. Also,
this
is the person who was having sex with my boyfriend while we were in a relationship. I wouldn't like be like dying to do whatever she kind of felt like she wanted me to do.
I don't blame you. I'm sitting here being like, I feel for this guy now.
I mean, this would be so many brunch conversations, but I definitely would not. I wouldn't delete the stuff unless I was asked nicely.
Do you continue the conversation? Do you go, if he says, hey, you're being childish, can you delete those pictures? Would you go, would you even answer? Or would you just say, if you said it nicely, I would do it, but right now this is not the way I want to be asked to do something?
I don't know. I guess it would depend.
Like, how long do you continue this?
Right. And we started off by like with an immediate accusation if it was childish that I still had the pictures up, I'd probably delete and block him. But if it was like, here's the thing, if he asked me, I think I would just do it. I'm assuming, unless he's like a real lunatic, that he asked her, she said no, and then he called her childish. I hope, maybe not. I don't know.
It feels like it's an initial long text. I mean, she did write that, I think.
He sent me a long, scathing text message.
Right. So he came in hot.
I would block him.
I think that was co-written.
I'd block him.
That was a two author text situation. You got to block. Blocking helps.
I mean, that's not her. He doesn't. Like, what gives you the right to just send me a mean message 2 years after you cheated on me?
You cheated on me.
That's the other thing.
After I thought it was a mutual breakup. Right.
Like, you cheated on me. This is crazy. It's not how you get what you want.
No, this guy's not a salesman. But I don't think that to me shows me it's not just him writing that message. I think that's. Yeah,
I mean,
like,
if it started to escalate, I would just delete them to get them away from me.
Right.
But my initial feeling would be like, why would I do something? Why would I do you? This is essentially a favor. You have no. Mm-hmm. Right.
Listen, just like I said,
I'd make it my profile picture.
This is why, you know, be alone forever, men. This is what you're dealing with. Make it your profile picture. Like, that's like demented.
In my mind, I'd be like, that would be fun.
Yeah. I'm like looking at this guy being like, dude, just run away.
And the caption, fun memories.
Stop texting your ex, divorce your wife, leave the country.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Okay, let's do an email. Okay. Hey, J&J, I come to you both humbled.
Uh-oh. And I'm writing someone this. Fucked up.
We're about to find out. I'm writing this with the most guilt I've ever had. I cheated and I got caught.
Hey. Sorry.
Come
in here, Papa Bear. Let me give you a hug.
That's not how we treat cheaters.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
We just discussed this with the other eye.
It's a very special episode of the UUP podcast.
I, male 31, left my house to go on a trip for work for a week, and my girlfriend of 5.5 months stayed at my house while I was gone to look after my dog. How sweet.
Good for, what a great girlfriend.
I know. I left my Apple Watch at the house, and after 2 days, she found it, knew my password, and went through my text using my watch. She saw my messages that I'd been having with other women and took a photo of the text and sent them to me, showing me that she knew. She immediately left my house. Before she did, she went through all of my drawers, cabinets, boxes, and tore my room apart looking for other clues that I had been cheating. She found a box of condoms and a toy that I like to use on myself.
It's not kind of horror.
I wouldn't call that evidence.
Yeah.
She then tore up every photo of us and every...
She found my butt plug. The butt plug, his name is Susie.
cheating. She then tore up every photo of us and every card she wrote me and scattered it on my bed. I like her style.
Ooh, she's one for the dramatics. Yeah, yeah, this is a Jordana.
Love it. Go, you know, I mean, this, how many opportunities do you get? She's staying in the house, watching his dog.
He's lucky the dog made it out alive. Yeah, yeah. Stole my cheese into the ground. This is, what is the song? Before he cheats. Yeah.
Maybe next time he'll think before he cheats.
That's right.
I just got home today. I absolutely love that this man has walked into his house after returning home from this like horrendous situation, sees all this shit scattered on his bed and is like, let me get my laptop.
J&J, help me.
Love it. Anything, man will do anything to avoid therapy.
This is his therapy. Yes.
Okay.
to random people.
Just got home today and I've been sitting here letting the guilt and shame take over me. I have no excuses and I'm embarrassed because I ruined something great and hurt someone so bad that I truly care about. I'm reaching out to ask your advice on how to ask for forgiveness. I don't know if I should wait to let a few days pass so that I can put into words a sincere apology. Or should I do it now and beg for her time to make an apology? Truth be told, I've had commitment issues for a long time and I was very confident in my commitment to her until I just decided to let my lust get the better of me and seek out other partners. There was nothing I wasn't already getting in the relationship. I was just wanting to feel someone else. I acknowledge it may be hard to give advice to someone who doesn't deserve it, but if you both are inclined, I could truly use your help to find a way to mend our relationship and earn her forgiveness. Thanks, team.
Tough one.
Even
though he did this to himself, I'm sorry he's going through a tough time. It sucks. Okay. Jordana, you want to apologize to him going through a tough time?
I could totally see why this is upsetting for him.
I feel for her. Five and a half months.
Watching someone's dog. I mean, here's the thing. There's clearly some trust issues in your relationship. Otherwise, she wouldn't have figured out the password to your Apple Watch and then gotten in and found it.
Searching for the Apple Watch is a little, tells you something about what's going on.
Here's the thing. She found to her suspicions were correct. So whatever, there's something else going on here. It wasn't just that like you got caught and there's some sort of trust issue here. Anyway, sounds like rightfully she cannot trust him at all. To me, like he's now trying to like scramble to get her back. But the bigger question to me is here is like, why does he do the things that he does? Right.
Right.
And if I were her, that's what I would need to know before like there would be any sort of like forgiveness or anything along those lines. Like it doesn't seem, he seems like he's like sorry he got caught,
right?
You know, like, and he feels bad that he hurt her, but I don't think there's any sort of sense of like, let me examine or like let me fully figure this out, because this is an issue in itself. Not just, he's thinking it's an issue because she's really mad. It doesn't seem like he thinks it's an issue because it's an issue.
And he's doing the thing that's like a little bit 2024-ish where it's like, he's like, the lust got the better of me. I've had commitment issues. Like, he's saying kind of the things he knows he can say.
Right.
When there's nothing behind those. You know, like, he didn't mention therapy of any kind. Mm-hmm. He didn't mention, like, speaking to friends and family or going. He's, right, like you said, like, get her back versus...
fix your problem.
Fix what, take her out of the situation. Someone I really liked, I couldn't fully commit to. Why?
Right.
That's the base of it. Now, based on, you know, Jordana, like what you said, like, and I agree with you, the idea that like something was off here for her to go through your iPhone or iWatch.
Yeah.
Apple Watch. That means you're not a good partner. That means this relationship wasn't good. So not only... beyond cheating, you're just not a good partner that makes someone feel safe.
Right. And getting her to forgive you is not going to change that.
Right. You're just going to go back to a partnership where someone doesn't feel safe, which is like that. To me, that's like the nice part about a relationship is like, you mentioned being in, you know, St. Kitts with Mike and we're just sitting next to each other, listening to podcasts. It's just nice to be next to someone I feel safe next to.
Right.
And
it doesn't sound like there's safety here.
There's none. Right. So I would want, again, and I'm a person with their own commitment issues. So let me you know, I'm someone who wouldn't call someone my girlfriend until I knew I was like away from other things that I was texting and other right. people.
Well, that's a different mentality.
It's a different mentality. It's a thin line between right and wrong at that point. If they were just dating and he right. was texting other people, it's not a relationship. I'm saying this is a relationship.
Yes.
But I'm saying like to differentiate, okay, now today I'm going to start dating someone. Now I got to text other people that I've been texting. Hey, I've decided on one person and I'm going to date them now. And that's right. my relationship. That's were you really doing right by that person in this? Like, mm-hmm. but you did keep to your word and commitment versus this, which is not keeping to your word
right.
and commitment.
That means the commitment means nothing.
So, but I'm saying like, I empathize with him on the idea of like, I'm getting attention from these people. Can I move forward in this relationship?
Okay.
But it
sounds
I mean?
Like he really wants to move forward in the relationship. He's asking how he can get her to get her back.
Well, I think he's misguided. I think he wants to be able to move forward in a relationship mm-hmm. with someone.
Right.
And he's not willing
you think
to.
He's not into her enough. I don't believe that. I don't
know about not into her.
I don't think people cheat because they're not like interested enough.
No, it's not about not into her. I agree with you. I think it's more about like, I'm not a good partner and I need to figure that out before going right. back.
It's more like, why do I cheat? Not why right. did I cheat on her?
Right.
I think is the question.
That's kind of what I was.
Yeah.
Rambling about
no,
like
I think
the idea
sense.
Of like why do I not get into a relationship? Mm-hmm. You know, why do I cheat? Why do I afraid of commitment?
Right.
He's not asking any of those questions yet.
Here's what I would do if I were him and he was really interested in salvaging this at some point. I would email her tomorrow. Mm. At this point, probably several weeks later. okay. I would email her.
Put your toy in your ass.
I would email her a very intense apology saying, you don't know why you do the things you do. You truly really enjoy being with her. You like hanging out with her. You don't know what it is that makes you do this kind of thing, but you're going to figure it out. And hopefully if she's around as you figured that out, you would love to try to keep the door open if she's still around then.
Would you rather, I hear that. Would you rather him saying, I'm shutting the door? Like, would you rather him, like, end this? I'm moving on, as opposed to leave the door open? Like, I feel
like
that would
come back?
Right. Like, I feel like I'm going to end this and figure that out on my own. And then, I don't know, to say I might come back, like.
You're right. Yeah. Maybe he should say, I think that's good workshopping of this. I think
right.
he could say, like, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to go to therapy. I'm going to, like. Because I feel totally awful that I did this. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he says he loves her. I love and respect you. I feel awful that I've made you feel this way. I don't know why I do this. I'm going to figure it out. I would like, I'm doing everything I can. If you in any way feel like there's any chance that you can forgive me, I would love to be with you while I do that.
I think he needs time away from this. Like, I think he needs to like.
Well, I just said to end it, and then said
no,
you said
end
to
it.
Do it with her.
No, not with her. I meant like, I'm ending this, but it's not because I don't think I didn't do these things because of you.
Right.
I did these things because I can't figure out what's going on with me. Mm-hmm. I'm letting you. You know, I hope you can find forgiveness for me one day. I hope I can see you in the future and we'll be on good terms. But for now, I'm going to go take care of this on my own. And just please know that this wasn't you not being worthy enough for me, you not being enough for me. It is me not knowing what my issue is. And then, listen, you can always come back. We said this, right. There's always redemption. But I think to like put in the, I don't know, like the idea, I would feel wrong putting in this little tiny, like small print of like, and I might be back.
Well, I think the thing is more like, I think you'd want to hear that from some, because to me, it's like to say that and then to say, and I'm ending this kind of feels like I've been cheated on and then I've also been broken up with.
Right.
Where it's like, it should be my choice if I want to leave this relationship. in some way. Does that right. make sense?
No, it makes total sense. Like, I agree with you. And when put that way, yeah, I wouldn't see it as her being dumped. I would see it as like,
it would feel I'm trying that to respect, way though.
I know.
I'm saying like, that's why I feel like the leaving it up to her is more of like what she would prefer.
Right. I guess he could say that, but also I don't think that fixes his problem.
It doesn't.
I think going back to her means there's no consequence for any of his mistakes and he'll probably do it again. And he'll probably have issues with commitment more. If he doesn't really like dive into it and go, hey, what is this roadblock?
Right. No, I think he should do that. But I guess my question is, could he do that while still being with her? If people do overcome cheating issues, it's usually not like 5 months in.
Right.
But people come out on the other side of that kind of thing. Like what they do, work through it or work it out. It's usually, again, not this early into seeing someone. It doesn't sound like he ever really stopped seeing anyone else.
Right. It doesn't sound like he ever really like gave. That's the thing that's like, I don't know if she even knows who he is. Like,
right. It doesn't even seem like he's, again, is like upset about anything other than hurting her, not like the actual action.
Right. And that's why, like, making her go through that with him, like, that's not her fucking problem.
I wouldn't make her go through it with him, but I think that, like, that should be her decision.
I know. But, I mean, even if it's her decision, it's a bad one. You know, like, I think, like...
Right. I just think to break up with someone, like, on their behalf is sort of more insulting. Like, you don't even want to work it out with me.
Right. But being nice isn't nice to anyone at this point. It's not helping him. It's not helping her. I don't know.
He should suggest couples therapy.
Let's go together 5 months in. Oy.
I mean,
I'd rather fucking run off a bridge.
If he suggested couples therapy to me, I might actually be open to it. If I really liked the person and I felt like it was like a thing and that's what they suggested and they actually like did it, I would find that to be a sign. In the way you're saying of like, that sounds like a nightmare to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the way you're saying that, to me, it would be like, okay, this person is actually really committed. Because I think it would sound like a nightmare to most men.
See, I think that would be a lie to himself. Like you don't go from, I'm texting with multiple women while you're taking care of my dog to couples therapy. Let's work through this together. I just don't buy that.
It's a little early in the relationship too. Here's the thing. There's been no trust built.
Right. So he's not even the person. They don't even know each other.
It's one thing to betray a trust of someone that you trusted for years.
Right.
But she's been looking through the phone like immediately. Like there's been
5 months.
Right. There was no trust ever. So it's hard to make something out of something that started off terribly. And I'd love to know like what the relationship has been like that she wanted to go through the phone.
It wasn't good. And he's got to back away to figure out why he's a bad boyfriend.
Yeah.
I got to back away to figure out why I'm a bad partner.
That's fair.
Hey, I just want to let you know, it wasn't about you. I feel horrible. I am going to have to deal with that the rest of my life. My one thing, if I were him, I'd be more concerned with her feeling less than. Yeah. I don't want you feeling less than. It has nothing to do with you or your worth or how I see you. It is a problem that I need to take care of and I need to take time to do that on my own.
Yeah. And I would send in an email.
Email better?
I think email is more like I've thought this through.
Right.
I'm not like scrambling to try to like say what I need to say.
Mm-hmm.
I've thought it through. It's long. It's like...
There's paragraphing.
Yeah. There's no like urgency for you to respond. It's more for you than for me.
Yeah. Use like a classical font.
Use the one that's really the intense script.
Yes.
Old timey script.
Right. And then sign it in ink.
Invisible ink.
Well, hopefully we helped him.
Yeah. Let us know how that goes. Definitely make a therapy appointment. That's something you're going to need. It doesn't sound like
just listen over sharing. It's the same thing.
There you go. It's not a substitute for therapy. I think we say that.
Yeah, you do. Okay. Listen, we solved dating again.
We did it. I'm proud of us. We'll be back next week.
Boom.
The You Up podcast is produced by Jorge Morales Pico, Sean Kilby, and Candice Maniga. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico and Shannon Sassone. Social media by Candice Maniga. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. Be sure to follow at you.up.podcast on Instagram and send us your emails to uup@betches.com.
Betches.